It's 6:06. It is clear, 42 degrees in Tulsa. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning with your commute. Another expressway system is about to begin construction work. This time, it is the Broken Arrow Expressway. Bridge repair work begins today over Pittsburgh Avenue. It'll take 6 to 8 months, and the roadway will be down to one lane each direction during that period. If you have ideas about the Tulsa Metro's future, the Chamber of Commerce would like to hear from you. The Chamber's Envision Summit is set for Friday. Becky Frank is the Chamber Chair.
We set the stage for the Envision Summit at the annual meeting in January. And we really, this is something I would really say that during the last couple of years, we've been working toward this.
They will be looking at ways to collaborate, inspire, and construct future plans for the region. It'll be held at the fairgrounds from 8:30 to noon on Friday. The Broken Arrow City Council has voted to fire its city manager, who was criticized by a neighborhood group for how the city handled a proposal to build an American Indian casino. Officials say David Wooden will receive 6 months of severance pay, or about $72,000 plus benefits. More problems for the Tulsa Public Schools athletic program this morning. The head football coach at East Central High School was arrested over the weekend for DUI. On State Capitol Watch this morning, lawmakers approve a measure that will build a new lodge at the Murray State Park in southern Oklahoma. State Representative Pat Ownby says mineral lease royalties from the park will build the facility.
I think the legislators saw the bill for what it was, using money that was raised by Lake Murray State Park, or actually came from that park, and using money for a brand new state lodge.
The measure now goes to Governor Fallon for her signature. A Broken Arrow teenager is dead in a rollover crash. It happened yesterday in Wagner County. 19-year-old Matthew Halsey was killed when his car ran off 71st Street. An Old Moggy man accused in the deaths of two Alika girls faces a preliminary hearing in connection with a separate murder charge. Kevin Sweat was charged in December with first-degree murder in the June 2008 deaths of 13-year-old Taylor Placker and 11-year-old Skylar Whitaker. Sweat already was in custody in an unrelated death of his girlfriend, Ashley Taylor, who disappeared after telling her parents that she was eloping with Sweat. We could set a record. Oklahoma's wheat crop is looking fabulous this year. Tim Bartram is the head of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission.
Hearing a lot of very good potential in the state. One guy said for the acres, we're going to have one of the best crops we've may ever have in terms of yield per acre.
He says Oklahoma farmers, especially those in the north central sections of the state, could top 100 bushels an acre this spring. Wheat is Oklahoma's most valuable crop, followed by hay, and then marijuana. It wasn't the Hamburglar, but a woman armed with a pistol that robbed the McDonald's at 21st and Sheridan last night about 9:30. No one was hurt, but witnesses say the woman did fire a shot. She may have also robbed two convenience stores in the same part of town later in the evening. Our weather forecast, sunshine and nice today. We'll have a high of 72. It'll be clear but cool tonight, down to 49 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high of 81. Wednesday, we're looking for kind of a mixture of sun and clouds with a slight chance, right around 20% chance, of rain and a high of 83. Thursday, rain chances increase to 30%. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Right now, it is clear and 42 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.